Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Boy, if there was ever a Tuesday that felt like a Monday, I think this is it. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. I hope you had a great Labor Day weekend. So we are officially ended. We're officially over with summer. Summer has, well, no, not officially. We're unofficially over with summer. It's the emotional end of summer, Labor Day weekend. So here we are. Doesn't feel like it, but we're kind of heading into the fall mentality. It is September. The Saints open the season this week in the Caesars Superdome against the Carolina Panthers. And Saints running back Alvin Kamara still has not signed his contract, and now his house is up for sale. Is this reason for alarm? Well, we'll talk a little bit about that this afternoon. What a painful, painful game to watch. LSU losing to USC. And it was hard to watch that. You really had the feeling that LSU had the game won. And they missed a lot of tackles. You know, if LSU had been watching Boston College last night against Florida State, they would have seen a tutorial on tackling. Because those guys tackled. And a lot of them tackled just like it was just one person grabbing the legs of the runner and bringing him down. And all this, and I see it a lot in the NFL, and I know you do too. A lot of this, you know, trying to knock a player down by bumping up against them, sometimes trying to bump them out of bounds, you know, and then they go for a big gain after that. That's not tackling. You know, when I was young and taught football, I was taught by the coaches, you tackle around the legs. You go to the legs and you tackle them around the legs. Guess what? They can't run if you tackle them around the legs. But I don't know. That's not what a lot of players do. And there were a lot of missed tackles in the game against USC. I like that Coach Brian Kelly got mad. I like that he pounded on the counter. I like that he got mad. And sometimes I think it's frustrating for fans when a coach doesn't get mad. When a coach is calm and even-tempered after an embarrassing loss. Well, you know, look, LSU play. I would not call it an embarrassing loss, but it's embarrassing that they lost their third season opener in a row. And so, you know, there was a lot of buildup to this game against USC. But Coach Kelly, in his showing his disappointment in the press conference after the game, said you got the feeling on the sidelines that the game was over, that we had it won. Boy, how often have we talked about that on this show? Feeling like you've got the game won and you let up. Or you don't continue to play the way you played that got you ahead in the first place. You know, this going conservative when you've got the lead, whether it's the Saints or LSU or any team, that's not good. But coaches do that. And sometimes when they do that, they lose games. But yeah, that was a tough game because I thought LSU was going to win the game. And there were so many interesting parallels. Like, you know, LSU had a quarterback that's been waiting. And I thought Garrett Nussmeier did a really good job. I mean, the guy was really sharp. I'm sorry the team fell apart and he lost that game. Because I thought he looks good. And I think there's a lot of reasons for LSU fans to be really optimistic. But they didn't have that killer instinct against USC. And I liked seeing Brian Kelly get mad and not, well, you know, unfortunately, we didn't do the right thing. And, you know, unfortunately, our team did this or didn't do that. And, you know, we just didn't score as many points and we lost the game. I mean, I don't like when coaches are so complacent or they appear to the fans to be so complacent with a loss. And really, you know, because to the fans, it's like they're saying, well, you know, I mean, honestly, I don't make less money if the team loses. I mean, yeah, I would get bonuses if the team won, and if we went to the playoffs, I'd get bonuses. But, you know, I'm doing good. I don't make less money. I can't get too upset about this. You know, I think that's the way it sounds to the fans. And I know everybody's got their own personality, and sometimes a coach can be very tacit, but also be very, very powerful and assertive in what they say and how they say it. Everybody doesn't have to rant and rave. But anyway, I just thought that was a positive sign. I think fans like to see coaches really upset when a team loses a game they should have won. And, you know, also I looked around the college football scoreboard, and I'm seeing teams that are playing teams that are, it's like a scrimmage. Why are these big-time teams playing these minor teams? Look, I know the minor teams benefit because they're playing the big team, and I know it means money to them. But it's really embarrassing that there are teams that go up against these monster teams, and these teams don't have a chance. They don't. I loved watching the game last night. I loved watching Florida State lose. I don't know whether my dislike for Florida State has ramped up because Florida State beat LSU in two opening games. But I don't like Florida State. But I thought Florida State, Boston, I don't know, Boston doesn't have too much of a chance to win the game. Man, and I guess that's what Florida State was thinking. Boston College went into Tallahassee and totally embarrassed Florida State last night. And I loved watching it. And when Florida State started to come back, Boston College rose to the occasion. So, I mean, I thought that was just awesome. Boston College beat Florida State. Florida State was number 10 in the country. And Boston College wasn't even ranked. And Florida State won it 28-13. So I thought that was awesome. Also, in the competition of politics, there was a lot of chatter over the weekend from Donald Trump and from Trump's side and from Kamala Harris and Kamala Harris's side. So we'll talk about some of that this afternoon on the show. Donald Trump said that he would support, or he's kind of indicating that he would support legalizing pot in Florida, but he doesn't want it done in public places. I would agree with Donald Trump on that. I mean, I don't care if it's done in public places, but I agree, as you know, I agree that pot should be legalized. And I have wondered why it is so difficult for Republicans, conservatives, to publicly support this idea that pot should be legal. Because one of the foundations of conservative ideology is power to the individual. Let the individual decide. And when it comes to pot, a lot of conservatives, a lot of Republicans, a lot of MAGA supporters smoke pot. So it's not like this is something that just Democrats do. It's not something that just liberals do. No, a lot of conservatives, a lot of Republicans smoke pot too. And there's nothing wrong with that, as long as you know, do it responsibly. But I don't even care if it's in public spaces. But I agree with Donald Trump that pot should be legal in the state of Florida. Boy, that would really open things up from Miami to Pensacola Beach, right? Also, there is some criticism of the NFL because Taylor Swift appeared more than anybody else in a promo for the 2024 season. Star quarterbacks Joe Burrow and Brock Purdy were left out of the promo, but Taylor Swift was dominating this new promo for the 2024 NFL season like she's part of the NFL. I guess via her relationship with Travis Kelce. And now there's talk about whether or not she's going to be at games this year. And I think she's planning on being at some of the games. But, you know, we'll talk a little bit about that. You just heard this in the news with Chris Miller. The Louisiana High School Sports Association is promising to crack down on bad parent and fan behavior at games. And we know that sometimes parents act like kids. And sometimes parents get upset. it's okay if you're not happy that your son is not getting more playing time, or your daughter. It's okay if you're not happy with that. But what's not okay is doing something about it in terms of physical or verbal abuse. And I don't know why these parents, you know, well, it's like the parents of these parents with kids who are athletes. It's just like the parents who are the parents of little girls who are in these beauty contests. I mean, they take it so personally if their daughter, and I understand that, they take it so personally if their daughter's not, you know, not the winner. But I think they get too involved in it. And so, you know, there should be a crackdown on bad parents. And officials make mistakes, and they're allowed to make mistakes, but what you're not allowed to do is cause a physical altercation because you're not happy with a referee or a coach or anybody else in the stands. So, yeah, man, start cracking down on these parents who don't know how to act. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon about anything we talk about, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, too, as well. I got a bone to pick with you.
Why? What?
Because on Friday, we were talking about how it's Southern Decadence Weekend, and you told people, you don't have to worry. The gays aren't coming to your neighborhood. They're not going to come and bother you. They came to my front door. My house, my apartment in the French Quarter is on the parade route. I didn't even know it until it was too late.
Wow.
The parade went right by my stoop, and it was a damn good time.
Hey, everybody's that's awesome. you shouldn't be mad at me.
I'm just kidding, obviously.
Well, you knew they were going to be.
I knew they were going to be in the quarter. I didn't know the parade was going right in front of my house. And
wow.
So my girlfriend and I had decided to go to the aquarium that afternoon, and we were walking back from the aquarium, and we're like, what is all that hubbub? Oh my God, look at this. And her car was trapped on my block for several hours, and everybody went by. There was glitter and feather boas and
of course
stuff
there was.
Everywhere, absolutely everywhere. And, you know, it was a real interesting sort of study in contrast because, you know, it's Southern Decadence. A lot of these people are wearing, you know, kind of as little clothes as they can get away with.
Right. But because then, it was hot.
It's hot as hell. And then there's other people that, like, didn't get the memo. And they're wearing, like, a body-length, like, white fur coat. Or, like, this Victorian-era ball gown that looks like it probably weighs 100 pounds and, like, these wigs. I'm like, what are you doing? You must be melting under there. You're going to get to the Good Friends Bar or wherever you're going, and you're going to peel that thing off and feel like you just took off a wetsuit, man.
Boy, and I think about the sweaty underside when somebody's wearing something like that.
Yeah? You know. Okay.
Yeah, well. Yeah, but it looked like a good time.
Honestly, it was a good time.
I did some serious work at my desk this weekend. I'm serious. I mean, it was Southern Decadence Weekend. It was Labor Day weekend, and I had been putting off a few things, and I just have some things to work on, and I was kind of stuck at my desk most of the weekend, and so I did not even make it down to Southern Decadence.
On the weekend?
You know, it's busy during the week. I wake up, I start thinking about the show, start working on the show seriously about 9, 10 o'clock, and then the show's from 1 to 4, then I get off and I'm, you know, pretty tired, and then we start working on the next day, write a blog, do a video. So, you know, by the end of the day, I'm not even finished until sometimes 7 o'clock and then, you know, do a little bit of work at home.
You got to go to the dry cleaner. You got to go to the pharmacy. You got to make groceries. I mean, who's got time for all this stuff?
Got to go to the pharmacy.
Got to go to the pharmacy.
And so I don't have time to do stuff during the week. So, yeah, I had to kind of dedicate a weekend to taking care of some stuff. So, anyway, I'm glad I did get that done. So, look, LSU, a terrible performance there were some very bright signs. I thought Nussmeier was really awesome. Some of the receivers were incredible. But LSU lost it. And Brian Kelly essentially said you got the feeling on the sidelines that they thought the game was over. And, man, there's one thing that I can't stand, and that is coasting. Or this mentality that you think you got the game won and you let down. That is not acceptable. That's not acceptable in anything in life. It's not acceptable in your job. It's not acceptable in the job of playing football. It's not acceptable in my job. You know, like if we have, you know, ratings come out and we're doing really well, you know, we can't sit back and coast. I mean, I guess we could. We could sit back and, you know, not care as much about the show, but we don't. In fact, that only inspires me to even do better. So I just, I hate that that attitude of apathy where people feel like, well, we got this game won. Hey, let's do a couple of quick texts before we get into the first break.
Here's a text message that says, Coach Kelly needs to conduct practice like Vince Lombardi and run these guys ragged. I suspect the name, image, likeness money and the glamour have gone to their heads. They got misplaced priorities and those boneheaded penalties. Me, I take the field goal on the opening drive.
Yeah, look, I know there were mistakes were made. First game of the season. So, you know, it's understandable that mistakes are made, but there's no excuse to make more mistakes than the other team. Because if you do, then you're the slacker.
Hey, I'm sorry to do this. I didn't grab a music sheet from you. Do you have one or are we winging it?
We're winging it today.
Okay, great. I got something picked out.
We're winging it.
You know
it.
I'm down to wing it.
Yeah, sometimes we've got the music all set out and planned, and sometimes we just wing it. I mean, today would be a good day to request a song sample if you have one. If we're going in and out of a break, we might be able to get it on.
Here's a text that says, a number of people texted this, and this one just says, hey, Scoot, they're not allowed to tackle around the legs anymore.
What do you mean?
They're not allowed to tackle around the legs.
That's not true.
You can't tackle them around the leg. I don't know. To tell the 24 people that texted us that, man.
Seriously?
It says you're not allowed to tackle them around the legs. Somebody said, Scoot, you can't tackle around the legs anymore. It's called a hip tackle.
That's not around the legs. I'm talking about the legs.
Well, I don't know. I'm just reading what it says. It says you're not allowed to tackle on the legs.
No, I don't know. Look, somebody just wants to pick a bone with me. I don't know the context of that, but we will clear it up. Are you telling me you can't tackle around the legs? I saw a lot of Boston college players tackling around the legs last night in the game against Florida State. I see a lot of tackling around the legs. That's how you're supposed to tackle somebody. You grab them around the legs. But a lot of players, including the NFL, want to bump a player, try to knock him down, rather than get down there and get dirty and grab him around the legs because the legs are moving really fast.
Here's another sense. Hey, Scoot, I don't know if it's allowed in college, but in the NFL, players can't tackle players by the legs. What am I missing? Because you see that happen like all the time.
This is the first that I've heard of this. These texts must be taken out of context. We got to clear this up. I love when the show starts
off. You grab them by the leg. It's a tackle.
I love when the show starts off with a question.
A controversy.
Something to be solved. A controversy, if you will. So
let's figure it out.
We'll figure this out. So are you telling me now you cannot tackle players around the legs? I saw a lot of that, and there were no penalties called. So somebody give us a real definition for not tackling around the legs. Because, I mean, that's ridiculous. That's a fundamental of football, tackling
around the legs. Doesn't pass the smell test to me. But
again, a lot of people, a lot of people misinterpret rules and laws, and this may be one of those cases, but I'm not backing down until I hear more. I'm not backing down on the idea that you can tackle around the legs.
Here's two more. This is from Soothsayer Sam. He says, according to Brian Kelly's statement in 2022, LSU is in trouble because the players do not motivate themselves to win. What happened to the head coach's job?
Exactly.
That's the head coach's job.
I agree.
And I'll leave you with this one. The contrarian is here today, which is a person who just never has anything nice to say about anything. I think it's kind of funny. The contrarian today says, I'm so glad the college football worshippers had their heart broken by LSU losing. I hate LSU. I hate the Saints. It's a dumb football game, people. My only wish is that they lose the next 1,000 games. Anyone over age 10 that follows sports like a disciple is deranged.
You know what makes me scared is what does that guy follow? What is that guy?
He loves
guy?
Our show.
What does that guy? That really?
Yes, so, he texts us every day and says, I hate the Saints. I hate movies. I hate music. Hate everything. But he's always listening.
It's okay.
You guys are doing a great job. Great show today.
It's okay.
So funny, dude.
If you hate those things, but don't hate the people who like them. Because you know what? My life doesn't change if the Saints win or lose. My life doesn't change if LSU wins or loses. But, you know, it's a distraction in life. Sports is nothing but a distraction from the things that we have to deal with on a regular basis. All right, if you want to join us, and I would love to resolve this issue, can we get Mike Dettillier?
We can try it.
Let's try to get Mike Dettelier on the air. Mike Dettelier would know. Bobby would know. There are people who would know the answer to this question. All right, so I said, you know, why did LSU not do a better job of tackling around the legs? And that inspired text messages that say you can't tackle around the legs. That's got to be taken out of context because I'm not buying it until I hear a better explanation of it. All right, if you want to join us, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air. Remember, it's not Monday, it's Tuesday, and we'll be back on WWL. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Well, I think it's appropriate that we dedicate this song to the LSU Tigers. What, did you guys think you had the game won? What? Yeah, it was really, really disappointing. And if you're an LSU fan, you know, you should be disappointed because the team let you down. I felt like they had that game won. But I didn't think they should give up. And it just seemed like they gave the momentum right back to USC. I'm Scoot. All right, let's get to some of your calls. So I mentioned one of the things that I noticed that Boston College did last night at the game against Florida State was they did a really good job tackling around the legs. And sometimes it was just a one-on-one tackle. I mean, if you tackle around the legs, you can bring somebody down. And so then we get a bunch of texts from people saying you can't tackle around the legs. I'd never heard of that. But honestly, I don't keep up with every single rule change in college football or the NFL, because that's not my job, so I don't pay attention to every single rule change. But let's see if we can get an answer to this. Bobby is in Nashville. Bobby, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Thanks for calling in. Glad you're listening in Nashville. So do you have an answer for us?
Well, first, oh, I do. I got both answers. First of all, I'm very impressed how astute you are in your football knowledge.
Well, you know, I know it's surprising when it seems like I know anything.
Well, no, that's when you look at your picture on the website, you're the last guy I thought that ever played football.
Yeah, listen, I was a running back.
I mean, I can see you holding a pom-pom, but yeah. The football, I don't see it. So anyway,
come on.
You know, hey, listen, I wanted to be a cheerleader because I really like the outfits. No, I'm joking.
Plus, you're with all the girls, man.
Where all the girls are at.
Look, if I can get in the girls' dressing room by wearing an outfit, I'm going to... No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to do that.
Somebody explain the tackling thing.
All right, here it is. Here's the official college and NFL rules on the knee tackling. All right, in college, a rushing defender is prohibited from forcibly hitting in the knee area or below a passer who has one or both feet on the ground.
Okay, wait, now let's do this slowly. So a rushing defender.
It only applies to the quarterback in college, not the running backs.
So why are we getting these
texts? That's critical.
Why are we getting these texts from
people? Well, they don't know. They're not an official like me, okay? All right, so number one, in college, it only applies to the quarterback. And you've seen that when you hit a quarterback.
Right.
You know, they call that all the time. Yeah. All right, now, in pro, it's different. They have that rule, plus, because of all the injuries, they instituted what's called the hip drop tackle rule, which means if a defender wraps up a ball carry and rotates their hips and drops onto the ball carrier's legs, that's a penalty because it caused 25 percent more injuries in running backs.
Okay, so let's talk about that once again. Just give you the description of that. If the player, now I know what I can envision what you're talking about, and I understand that. Okay, so just tell me that one more time, and then I'm going to make a point. Go for
so
that
it's
one more
called
time,
the hip drop tackle rule.
Hip.
When a defender wraps up a running back, and then they rotate their hips, you know, twirl around. And then they drop onto the ball carrier's legs. In other words, they slide down and land on the ball carrier's legs. That's a penalty.
Okay.
And that's to protect the player because you're talking million-dollar franchises like the guy that won't play, Alvin Kamara.
Right. So, so what I said is correct. I mean, if there's like an open field tackle.
Yeah, you're right on.
If somebody is taking a swing pass out of the backfield and he's in like the open field because everybody else is covering the receivers down the field,
right.
And that guy just goes for the legs, he can tackle that guy.
Yes, that's legal. That's okay. Legal. In college, they're only protecting the quarterback from the hips. Like it starts off in football, in NFL football, a tackle can only contact a player below the shoulders and above the knees. That's the pro football rule. In college, they only protect the quarterback where you cannot hit the quarterback below the knees.
Yeah, you were right on.
I watched that game last night, too. And you nailed it. That's why I was very impressed with your knowledge analysis of that LSU game. Number one, they didn't tackle. And I'll tell you something, Scoot, that's going to come out here in the wood. Is I want answers from Kelly and the offensive coordinator punished Lacy. You know, he had that incident where he celebrated and it cost him some yards.
Right.
Okay. So then the second half, you know how many times they threw to Lacy? Twice. He had no receptions and no yards because they. And then after the game, they announced that they're going to penalize them. You know, they're going to punish them. And, I mean, you're trying to win a football game. You know, tell the kid when you're on the sideline, don't do that again, you stupid idiot. But don't penalize them during a big game. And that's what they did.
Wow.
And that is unacceptable.
Yeah, Lacy's a hell of a receiver. Really. And what did you think of?
What they did is they punished them.
Yeah.
They punished them in the second half by saying, we're not throwing to you anymore. You know, here he is dominating the first half, and then the second half, they threw to him twice, both incomplete, no yards, no receptions, and it's like, give me a break, man.
What did you think of Nussmeier?
I thought he was good. I mean, God, he played his heart out.
Yeah, he did. I thought he was
played
good,
played his heart
out. That guy can throw some, that guy can throw some pistols.
Well, you know what? Who I was very disappointed in was watching that quarterback from Florida State last night.
Oh,
that guy's
my God,
pathetic.
Yeah.
Man, and you know what? I saw the rankings today. They had Florida State at number 10.
I know.
They've lost two games, and after watching that game last night, Vanderbilt could beat them.
Vanderbilt looked great over the weekend.
Yeah.
All right,
but
so.
God, I can't believe when I saw that Florida State was number 10, I was like, you've got to be kidding.
Where's Florida State today?
Number 10.
Are you kidding?
No, that's what I said.
There's
I said,
something wrong
if
with
that's
that.
That's number 10 team. I said, that you know, screw the rankings. I mean, that number 10, what I saw the first game and the second game, that's a bad football team, defensively and offensively.
Yeah. You know, maybe they...
That's NIL. No, that's NIL money is what that is. Mm-hmm. That's NIL money. So you can't trust college football anymore, man, Scoot. You really can't.
You think the money's ruined it?
Yeah, of course it has. That's why Saban got the hell out.
Wow.
He saw the handwriting on the wall between the portal and NIL. He said, this isn't football anymore.
It's definitely going to be.
It's professional football.
You know, the portal is really, it's amazing. It's like a player can play for, it's almost like they can play for one team one I'm exaggerating, 1 week, and then they're playing for another team the next week. You know, it's
you're exactly
it's,
right.
It's gotten crazy. It's gotten crazy.
No, it's ruined the sport. You know, like any team like a Vanderbilt up here in Nashville, if you're a good player and all of a sudden you're like the good player on Vanderbilt, you know you're not going to win a national championship or play pro. So what you do is you go in the portal. You get out of here. So they'll never build up a crop of a good team. You know, those days are over. You're going to have your top 10 teams you know, Bama, Ohio State, Michigan, Georgia, and it's going to be like that for the rest of our lives.
I cannot believe that after that game last night, Florida State is still ranked number 10. All right, Bobby.
Can you believe that after seeing that team? They were pathetic.
Yeah, can't. I mean, I have a hard time believing that, but I guess it's true. All right, I got to get to a break here, Bobby. Thank you for the call. Glad you're listening in Nashville. So we have defined it. And what happened with those text messages, they were trying to correct me. You can't tackle around the legs. Well, you can. And there are some specific rules that protect the quarterback or protect this hip drop tackle rule where you can, you know, you cannot wrap your arms around and then rotate the hips and land on top of the legs. You can't do that. But you can tackle around the legs. And what those texts represent are the people who are just looking for reasons to bitch and complain about something. Or looking for reasons to find me or anybody, I guess, on the radio wrong. I mean, there are people who want me to be wrong about everything, and I'm not. And so I'm glad we cleared that up. But those text messages, you can't tackle around the legs, all of those people are wrong. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. Okay, it's Saints week. The Saints open the season against the Panthers in the Caesars Superdome Sunday afternoon. Saints running back Alvin Kamara still has not signed a contract, and now his house in Belle Chasse is up for sale. Maybe he just wants to get out of Belle Chasse. I don't know. His $2.75 million home in Belle Chasse. And look, in Belle Chasse, $2.7 million goes a long way. Now, if you had a house in Los Angeles for $2.7 million, I mean, that's like a fixer-upper. But Belle Chasse, that's a hell of a mansion. Anyway, his house is for sale. And Alvin Kamara is saying, quote, it's too late for contract talk. I'm kind of, if it gets done, cool. If it don't, cool. I'm kind of at the point where I'm not even talking about it till after the season. Like, I don't want to talk about it. Okay. He left minicamp early. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about whether or not Alvin Kamara has reached his peak. I mean, that's another conversation we can have today. I'm Scoot on the air. Tuesday. Feels like a Monday because of the long Labor Day holiday weekend. Hope you had a great weekend. And we have a lot to talk about. We'll catch up on politics a little bit later, but we're talking about the Saints. And if you want to react to the LSU loss, you can. Ian, I'm not so sure that the... I'm not sure that the caller, Bobby, from Nashville is correct. I can't imagine that Florida State is still number 10.
Oh, no. Yeah, but can you check that? Yeah, he's right about the tackling, but yeah, we're getting buried. Florida State fell out of the top 25. Okay. They're no longer ranking. The guy was looking at old ranking. FSU is not ranked. Fake news. Florida State's not even in the top 25, et cetera. So, yes.
You see, this is an example of how if something is said that it's not accurate, we do the best we can right away to clear it up. What these politicians do is if something is said and they like what was said, even though it's not true, they do nothing to clear it up. And by the way, if you're just tuning in, Donald Trump is indicating that he is in favor of legalizing pot in the state of Florida, you know, where he's a resident, but he doesn't want it in public places. So anyway, I think that's an interesting move, and we'll talk about that too. If you've got a comment you want to join us, the Oakenhart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Florida State was just pathetic. I mean, they played a decent game, but I mean, they were playing Boston College. Boston College wasn't even ranked. And Boston College, you know what? You know why Boston College won? Because they wanted to win. Because they had the desire to win. And the emotional desire to win can supersede talent in almost every situation. And they wanted it worse. And USC wanted it worse than LSU. It was like LSU kind of felt like they had the game won and the players maybe didn't keep up the intensity. All right, let's get back to some of your calls. Let's go to Lakeview. Josh, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Scoot.
How are you?
First of all, I'd like to make 2 points. Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, Scoot. First of all, more to your point about tackling at the legs, tackle at the ankles. If a smaller defensive back wants to tackle somebody like Derrick Henry and not get ridden or bowled over, go for the ankles. It brings down a big running back every time.
When I was talking about tackling by the legs, that's what I'm envisioning in my mind, you know, because the ankles are an extension of the leg. But, you know, you go for the ankles, or you go for as low as you can on those legs.
A chain is only as strong as its weakest link, and the weakest link is the ankles. Yeah. So if you can get the ankles, you can get anybody down. You can get Travis Henry down, like I said. But, like, I'd make a comment on Lacey with LSU.
Sure.
Coach Kelly said, discipline, discipline, discipline. Discipline is not having the correct blocking pattern, and you mess it up. Not running the right route, and the quarterback throws to the wrong place. Discipline is not knowingly doing something you know is wrong. That's not about discipline. That's about just doing something that is wrong. And there's a big difference between discipline and just, you know, doing something that's, you know, is wrong, is going to cost your team. Now, one thing is Ole Miss and Mississippi State a couple years ago, a guy for Ole Miss, he was doing something, making fun of the Bulldogs, acting like he was putting his leg up, etc. They lost the game directly because of this guy. You know, and Coach Kelly having a temper tantrum during the announcement. I don't want him having a temper tantrum during press conference. I want him having a temper tantrum at 6 a.m. when a guy oversleeps and misses his weightlifting session. I want him when they make, you know, in the film room, on the practice field. Yeah. That's when he should be losing his temper. It's too late at the press box.
Well, it is. I was just making the comment. I mean, I don't disagree with that, but I was just making the comment that a lot of coaches seem really calm after a loss. Like, oh, it just happened. I'm still making the same amount of money. That's the impression that I get as a fan, and I think a lot of fans get that impression. I don't want somebody to become someone they're not. But I think it's natural, if you really care, it's natural to show emotion after a loss. And some coaches just don't show that emotion.
Well, there's upside to that, there's a bad side. A real man controls his emotion and focuses it in action. He speaks through his actions, not his words. Well, he sets a precedent.
Yeah, I mean,
precedent for his players.
Yeah, I agree that you can focus on doing things rather than saying things. I'm not, don't misunderstand me, but I still like it when a coach shows that they're really, really upset that they lost a game they should have won. All right, I'm Scoot. If you want to join us, the Okunar Jewelers Talking Text line is 504-260-1870. Okay, let's see. It's Tuesday. What is today's date? Yeah, a lot of you remember this song. It was about Mick Jagger. Papa was a Rolling Stone, The Temptations. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be back on WWL. Disco was raging in 1977, and on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar on this day in 77, this was the number one song in the country, Best of My Love, The Emotions. All right, I want to remind you that if you download the Odyssey app, it's free, AUDACY. Download the Odyssey app. You can get us wherever you have your phone. And obviously, a lot of people do listen to this show around the country by downloading the Odyssey app. Or you can go to WWL.com. But download the Odyssey app, and then you can listen to 1 hour, one specific hour, or just the hottest highlights from each show, this show or any show. All 3 hours, a specific hour, or just the hottest clips. And you can do that just by downloading the Odyssey app, AUDACY, and follow Scoot. Or tell your smart speaker to just play WWL. Hey, if you're on hold, I know it feels like a Monday. Tuesday already, short week, rain coming, then a cool front. Next weekend's going to be phenomenal. So just hang on. We're going to get to more of your calls and more of your text messages. Coming up next, I'm Scoot on WWL. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Okay, it's Saints week. The Saints open the season against the Panthers in the Caesars Superdome Sunday afternoon. Saints running back Alvin Kamara still has not signed a contract, and now his house in Belle Chasse is up for sale. Maybe he just wants to get out of Belle Chasse. I don't know. His $2.75 million home in Belle Chasse. And look, in Belle Chasse, $2.7 million goes a long way. Now, if you had a house in Los Angeles for $2.7 million, I mean, that's like a fixer-upper. But Belle Chasse, that's a hell of a mansion. Anyway, his house is for sale. And Alvin Kamara is saying, quote, it's too late for contract talk. I'm kind of, if it gets done, cool. If it don't, cool. I'm kind of at the point where I'm not even talking about it till after the season. Like, I don't want to talk about it. Okay. He left minicamp early, and, you know, there's a lot of talk about whether or not Alvin Kamara has reached his peak. I mean, that's another conversation we can have today. I'm Scoot on the air. Tuesday. Feels like a Monday because of the long Labor Day holiday weekend. Hope you had a great weekend. And we have a lot to talk about. We'll catch up on politics a little bit later, but we're talking about the Saints. And if you want to react to the LSU loss, you can. Ian, I'm not so sure that the caller, Bobby, from Nashville is correct. I can't imagine that Florida State is still number 10.
Oh, no. Yeah, but did you check that? Yeah, he's right about the tackling, but yeah, we're getting buried. Florida State fell out of the top 25. Okay. They're no longer ranking. The guy was looking at old ranking. FSU is not ranked. Fake news. Florida State's not even the top 25, et cetera. So, yes.
You see, this is an example of how if something is said that it's not accurate, we do the best we can right away to clear it up. What these politicians do is if something is said and they like what was said, even though it's not true, they do nothing to clear it up. And by the way, if you're just tuning in, Donald Trump is indicating that he is in favor of legalizing pot in the state of Florida, you know, where he's a resident, but he doesn't want it in public places. So anyway, I think that's an interesting move, and we'll talk about that too. If you've got a comment, you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Florida State was just pathetic. I mean, they played a decent game, but, I mean, they were playing Boston College. Boston College wasn't even ranked. And Boston College, you know what? You know why Boston College won? Because they wanted to win. Because they had the desire to win. And the emotional desire to win can supersede talent in almost every situation. And they wanted it worse. And USC wanted it worse than LSU. It was like LSU kind of felt like they had the game won and the players maybe didn't keep up the intensity. All right, let's get back to some of your calls. Let's go to Lakeview. Josh, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Scoot.
How are you?
First of all, I'd like to make 2 points. Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, Scoot. First of all, more to your point about tackling at the legs. Tackle at the ankles. If a smaller defensive back wants to tackle somebody like Derrick Henry and not get ridden or bowled over, go for the ankles. It brings down a big running back every time.
When I was talking about tackling by the legs, that's what I'm envisioning in my mind, you know, because the ankles are an extension of the leg. But, you go for the ankles or you go for as low as you can on those legs.
A chain is only as strong as its weakest link. And the weakest link is the ankles. So if you can get the ankles, you can get anybody down. You can get Travis Henry down, like I said. But like I'd make a comment on Lacey with LSU.
Sure.
Coach Kelly said, discipline, discipline, discipline. Discipline is not having the correct blocking pattern, and you mess it up. Not running the right route, and the quarterback throws to the wrong place. Discipline is not knowingly doing something you know is wrong. That's not about discipline. That's about just doing something that is wrong. And there's a big difference between discipline and just, you know, doing something that you know is wrong is going to cost your team. Now, one thing is Ole Miss and Mississippi State a couple years ago, a guy for Ole Miss, he was doing something, making fun of the Bulldogs, like he was putting his leg up, et cetera. They lost the game directly because of this guy. You know, and Coach Kelly having a temper tantrum during the announcement. I don't want him having a temper tantrum during press conference. I want him having a temper tantrum at 6 a.m. when a guy oversleeps and misses his weightlifting session. when they make, you know, in a film room, in on the practice field. Yeah. That's when he should be losing his temper. It's too late at the press box.
Well, press it is. I was just making the comment. I mean, I don't disagree with that, but I was just making the comment that a lot of coaches seem really calm after a loss. Like, oh, it just happened. I'm still making the same amount of money. That's the impression that I get as a fan, and I think a lot of fans get that impression. I don't want somebody to become someone they're not. But I think it's natural, if you really care, it's natural to show emotion after a loss. And some coaches just don't show that emotion.
Well, there's an upside to that, there's a bad side. A real man controls his emotion and focuses it on action. He speaks through his actions, not his words. Well, he sets a precedent.
Yeah, I mean,
sets a precedent for his players.
Yeah, I agree that you can focus on doing things rather than saying things. Don't misunderstand me, but I still like it when a coach shows that they're really, really upset that they lost a game they should have won. All right, I'm Scoot. If you want to join us, the Okanar Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Okay, let's see. It's Tuesday. What is today's date? Yeah, a lot of you remember this song. It was about Mick Jagger. Papa was a Rolling Stone, The Temptations. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be back on WWL. Disco was raging in 1977, and on the Scoot on the Air rock culture calendar on this day in 77, this was the number one song in the country, Best of My Love, The Emotions. All right, I want to remind you that if you download the Audacy app, it's free, AUDACY. Download the Audacy app. You can get us wherever you have your phone. And obviously, a lot of people do listen to this show around the country by downloading the Audacy app, or you can go to WWL.com. But download the Audacy app, and then you can listen to 1 hour, one specific hour, or just the hottest highlights from each show, this show or any show. All 3 hours, a specific hour, or just the hottest clips. And you can do that just by downloading the Audacy app, AUDACY, and follow Scoot. Or tell your smart speaker to just play WWL. Hey, if you're on hold, I know it feels like a Monday. Tuesday already, short week, rain coming, then a cool front. Next weekend's going to be phenomenal. So just hang on. We're going to get to more of your calls and more of your text messages. Coming up next, I'm Scoot on WWL. Disco was raging in 1977, and on the Scoot on the Air rock culture calendar on this day in 77, this was the number one song in the country, Best of My Love, The Emotions. All right, I want to remind you that if you download the Audacy app, it's free, AUDACY. Download the Audacy app. You can get us wherever you have your phone. And obviously, a lot of people do listen to this show around the country by downloading the Audacy app, or you can go to WWL.com. But download the Audacy app, and then you can listen to 1 hour, one specific hour, or just the hottest highlights from each show, this show or any show. All 3 hours, a specific hour, or just the hottest clips. And you can do that just by downloading the Audacy app, AUDACY, and follow Scoot. Or tell your smart speaker to just play WWL. Hey, if you're on hold, I know it feels like a Monday. Tuesday already, short week, rain coming, then a cool front. Next weekend's going to be phenomenal. So just hang on. We're going to get to more of your calls and more of your text messages. Coming up next, I'm Scoot on WWL. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.